hand, turning to news from Africa, President Robert Mugabe has said that Zimbabwe's independence veterans are ready to take up arms to stop the main opposition party from taking power. The country's state-run newspaper today said that the veterans had been ready to fight, but that Mugabe had previously dissuaded them from violent action. Meanwhile, the UN's humanitarian chief today warned that the situation in the country is deteriorating. Briefing the UN Security Council, John Holmes said that up to 4 million people in Zimbabwe are in need of aid. We spoke to the head of Africa policy at Christian Aid, Babazunde Alugboji, about the current crisis in the country.
I mean, we can't really separate the two, the political situation and the humanitarian situation, because the ban on food distribution ahead of the presidential vote may actually worsen the escalating political violence, because there are people who are claiming that aid workers, if they are forced out of the country, they will no longer be able to witness the violence. So they are like two sides of the same coin. We can't just separate them. So both are dire. Election is going to be held in the next couple of weeks. And then this humanitarian situation, if the people of Zimbabwe are unable to take care of themselves in terms of feeding, if they're not living well, it's going to be a bit difficult for them to go out and vote. There needs to be more pressure from the SADC, from the African Union, on Zimbabwe so that change can come to Zimbabwe.